Okay, here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna think about your ex-girlfriend, and I'm gonna talk you through it. I'm going to whisper in your ear while you lay on your back and think about her, and jerk your little dick off like a poor rejected loser. And frankly, I find that pretty fucking hilarious. So first of all, I want you to picture her. Think of her face, her eyes, her pouty little mouth, her hair. She was pretty, wasn't she? Wasn't she just so beautiful? Didn't she have a nice smile? Do you remember when she used to smile at you? I want you to think about what you liked about her. No touching yourself yet. Just think about the reasons why you liked her. Keep that in your mind. Get in touch with the feelings you had for her. Did you love her? Did she break your little heart? God, I hope so. Right. You can start to imagine more of her now. Picture her wearing one of her favorite outfits. Not your favorite outfit, you idiot. She doesn't care what you like anymore. Her favorite outfit. The clothes she liked to wear when you knew her. So maybe, if you're lucky, she has a hot dress or a little skirt that she wore all the time when you were together. But if she's the kind of girl who prefers to lounge around the house in the old t-shirt and jogging bottoms, well, then you're stuck with that, aren't you? Now, picture her clearly. Do it. What is she wearing? How is she sitting? Good. What a good boy. Now move your mind's eye down over her body. You can take your cock out now. Take it out and touch it. Rub it, but not too fast. You're going to have a hard time not coming to this too quick. I can tell, so don't get overexcited. Excited too fast and start rubbing faster than you can handle. Was that a problem you had when you were with her? Coming too quick when she was just getting going? I bet that was frustrating for her. I hope she got annoyed. Is that why she ditched you? Probably. Among many other good reasons, I'm sure. Anyway, think about her body now. But keep her clothes on. Think about those tits of hers and her soft belly under her clothes. You want to touch her, don't you? Stroke your hand down over her midriff. But you can't. You can't touch her. Think about her soft legs. Remember that tight little pussy tucked away under her clothes between those legs? Don't you wish you could get her naked again? Get her on the bed and get those clothes right off of her? Wouldn't that be amazing? Doesn't it make your little dick ache just thinking about it? Think about how much you want her, you crave her, and you can't have her, you fucking loser. Look at you lying there, jerking off your little dick to some girl who dumped you. Do you think she's thinking about you right now? Fuck no. The last time she thought about you was probably right after she left you. The last time she gave you a thought was when she was telling one of her hot friends about how useless you are in bed. You know, that sexy bitch she always hangs out with? Yeah, the one you always had a secret crush on? I bet that girl knows exactly how small your cock is and how much of a joke your ex thinks you are. I bet she's told all her friends about your embarrassing secrets. But no, she's not thinking about you now. While you lie there thinking of her. You know what I think she's doing? What she's probably doing is sucking off her new boyfriend. With that pretty little mouth that you used to love to kiss so much. Remember how those soft lips used to fill on yours when she kissed you? You remember that, don't you? I bet you can almost feel it. Well, now she's got those lips wrapped around another man's cock. That's it. Jerk off and imagine it. He's got his hand on the back of her head, pushing her mouth up and down on his dick. And I bet his dick's much bigger than yours. That wouldn't be difficult, though, would it? I bet he takes exactly what he wants. He pins your ex down and fucks her however he likes. She tells him to go gentle, and he fucks the shit out of her. I bet he fucks her in the ass at least as often as she takes it in her tight little cunt. Of course he does. He pushes his dick up her little asshole whenever he wants. He fucks her like a hooker. I bet she's getting nailed right now with her feet behind her ears and his hand over her mouth. Little slut. I bet she does whatever he tells her to. She licks his cock from the base to the tip. She sucks his balls while she jerks him off. Aww. Does that make you jealous? Don't be jealous. You're lucky a girl like that ever gave you the time of day. In my opinion, she was way too kind if she even sucked your little cock off once. If you're my boyfriend, the closest you would get to a blowjob would be a string of broken promises. I'd have fun stringing you along, winding you up at parties by flirting with other guys. Then in the taxi home, I'd be whispering the whole way about how I was going to give you head when we got there. I'd be saying, oh, I can't wait to get you in my mouth. Oh, I'm going to blow you so good. And then as soon as we got back, I'd just change my mind. Just say I was tired and leave you hanging. And then I'd pretend to sleep beside you and struggle not to crack up laughing while you jerked off as quietly as you possibly could, trying not to wake me up. That's what I would do. And that's what she should have done. But she got there in the end, though, didn't she? Left you alone to jerk off just like you're doing now. I bet she cheated on you, too. Do you think she did? I bet she fucked your best friend, got down on her knees and sucked his cock. I would have if I were her. Maybe you should have asked her. What do you think she would have said? I bet she wouldn't give you a straight answer. She'd probably just laugh in your face. Okay, that's it now. You can start jerking off harder because I'm going to let you come soon. But you have to listen very carefully and follow my instructions. First, jerk that dick and think about how she's not going to touch it ever again. Ever. You're never going to feel her hand on your cock. Now, think about the fact that she is undoubtedly jerking off whatever guy she's seeing right now. The guy she left you for, or the guy she's dating. She takes his dick in her hand. She moves her hand up and down. She lowers her mouth to it and opens her lips. He doesn't need to sit at home wanking off like you, while you lie there all lonely jerking your little dick. He just bends your ex-girlfriend over and takes out his frustrations on her. Now I want you to picture her face. You can jerk off as hard and as fast as you want. You're going to come in a second. And when you come, you're going to think about another guy coming on your ex-girlfriend's face. I don't know who the guy is, but maybe you do. Maybe it was a friend or something. Maybe it's her boyfriend. Maybe it's just a male friend of hers who she hooks up with when she's drunk. Who knows? It doesn't really matter who it is, because here's the important part. It isn't even fiction. It's real. Some guy is going to come on your ex-girlfriend's pretty face. It happens to all girls, all the time. You know, if she's dating or if she's even left you for another guy, or if she's even getting laid occasionally, someone is going to spunk on her face. There's nothing you can do about it. Imagine it now. He's kneeling over her. He's jerking his dick. He tells her to open her mouth. Would she do it? Would she refuse to open her mouth, or would she stick out her tongue and smile for him? He wouldn't care either way. He's going to bust a nut all over her face. Imagine it. Now. Because he's coming on her. Coming at the same time. Come now while he comes on her face. That's it. Come, bitch. I wonder what she would think of you if she saw you now. God, what a loser.